Good morning, Patriots. And I'll tell you, it's already Monday. And we're now in a final countdown, getting close to Bard's Fest. Bard's Fest is the 26th to the 29th of August. This is going to be a crazy week for us as we start putting in all the pieces before we get on the ground to start putting it together. But this is really one of the most important events in our history, if not the history of humankind. It'd be nice if I was kidding. We're in a fight for the future of humanity, and Bard's Fest is right there on the front line. And this is an assembly around God, simply put. 26th to the 29th of August in St. Louis, Missouri. If for some reason you received a notification that Bard's Fest was canceled, it wasn't. That was just your Ticketmaster or Eventbrite refunding your money from your tickets and trying to tell you that the event was canceled. The event is continuing. It is continuing with on a donation basis, and it's going to be bigger than ever. So you can go to bardsfest.com. You can donate to support the event if you can't be there. It will be live streamed, and you can participate in that. Or you can go to, you can get tickets, and tickets are a donation basis. You donate what you feel compelled to donate, what you're called to do. If you can't afford tickets, tickets are there for you. Best thing about this is we're all working together. Patriots of donations are making this possible. And we're able to offer tickets to those that at whatever you can afford or can't afford. And for the it's amazing how much we see this. The outpouring of Patriots has been humbling. So thank you. We want to keep that pouring in. We want to donate to keep this going, and we need donations for tickets. That's the two things. We're trying to bring as many people into this event as possible. So this is an amazing, amazing time to come together, an amazing moment in time. We all need to assemble. We're assembling under the glory of God, and our whole point here is to bring the power of God back into this country and to reset him on the throne of this nation. And it's through our love of Christ that we will do just that. So, Patriots, it is 26th to the 29th of August. Get over there and get your tickets and show up. And if you can't, donate and help us that way and tune in online because it's going to be big. Brighteon TV, Lindell Network, and Cloud Hub are all going to be live streaming it, and there will also be things on His Glory with Pastor Dave. So it's fantastic. So 26th to the 29th of August, bardsfest.com. Donate or get your tickets through donation. Either way, it's real clear when you get to the website, choose one or the other, and away we go. The speaker list is on that page. You can see it. It's amazing, and it's getting better each and every day. Next up, Mike Lindell. He's continuing his fight for this nation. We can't let up on that. There's often it happens like in a surge of war. He just had his big event, the Cyber Symposium, and at that point people usually go, "Ah, okay, it's all over." It's not over. He's just getting warmed up. And he has put so much into this, and we want to continue to keep it going. The left is counting on the fact that we are going to peter out, and they can then slaughter his company again and put him out of business. That can't be. So you go to frankspeech.com or mypillow.com, one of the two, frankspeech.com or mypillow.com, and use the promo code BARDS, B-A-R-D-S, B-A-R-D-S, and that's your promo code, and you'll get great discounts with that promo code. If you are in need of talking to a human being, call 800-975-2939. 800-975-2939. That's a special Patriot counseling number where you say, "I can't sleep." They say, "We have the solution. What's your promo code?" And you say BARDS, B-A-R-D-S, and they say, "Let me get you some pillows, and let me get you some sheets, and let me get you some slippers and some towels, and when we're through, your sleeping problems will be over forever." Kind of true, actually. Amazing sheets. So anyway, get on over there to MyPillow or to frankspeech.com, mypillow.com or frankspeech.com. Use the promo code BARDS, and away we go. Matthew 6:24, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. In a simple terms, money is what defines most everything about the system that we're currently in. It's the root of all evil. It's the root of all worship. And it's really a juncture in time when most everybody's being faced with this choice of where they're going to place their loyalty and their worship. And what is doing that is through this decision about this shot, this injection. You take this injection, barring a miracle cure, you take this injection and you just shorten your lifespan to about 3 years. So you can make that choice about that 401k. And you can put that out there as your most important decision if you're going to take that injection, and you're going to, I hope you can spend it in 3 years. So this whole situation is a big deal. And obviously, and it is a moment in time where we are faced in these sort of critical junctures where we have to get back to what we're really living for. God put before us a real challenge. And the problem is that those who have taken this injection have taken it for all the wrong reasons. Fear, just not caring. And most importantly, it's the walking away from our relationship with God. If you've taken the injection, you've taken it because you've chosen salvation through a needle, not salvation through Him, and not salvation through Christ. But right now, we're at that juncture. What master are you going to serve? Are you serving a system or are you serving God? Are you serving the injection made by a pharmaceutical company, which, had I said this 3 years ago and said, oh, these pharmaceutical companies are going to save you, most people would have laughed. Today, it's like everybody's on their knees worshiping them. And right there in the front, part of that is that little troll, Fauci, that keeps flip-flopping, and somehow people can't see it. That's the most amazing piece. 1 Corinthians 10:13, no temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and He will not let you be tempted beyond your ability, but with the temptation He is will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it. That doesn't mean it's going to be easy. And I think that's the biggest problem everybody has right now, is trying to get the idea that somehow we are going to have an easy way out of this. There's no easy way out of this. Let me put things in real terms. We're happening right before our very eyes right now. You're going to watch in the coming weeks and months the slaughter of thousands of people in Afghanistan. Thousands. Many are going to be beheaded. Many are going to be imprisoned. That's the world in which we live. This is the world where the Luciferian state runs its way. This is a world where this nonsense of patriots in control shows its hand. These are all myths. Where we have to be focused on now is the unity of our faith in God and the strength that we have to stand up and to stand up. But these myths around us is somehow this is going to be easy. Look at Afghanistan. That entire country, thanks to a well-funded effort by the Chinese and probably our agency, CIA and others, working in hand with the hand puppet Joe Biden, took years of work. I don't care whether you agree with Afghanistan or not. I personally don't think we should have ever been there as long as we were, because we won it actually in the first month. But the fact is that we were there. The fact is that we had become occupiers, and we were building up a nation, and it was building up new values, and it was going to take generations. Once you start down that path, you have an obligation of stewardship. Whether you like it or not, that's what it is. And the problem we have right now is we walked away from our stewardship. And there's not a country in the world that should trust us again. Not one. There are youth that have grown up now. As we're trying to figure out what to do with our youth, we were working overtime over there to raise the youth with the values of a different type of government, a different type of world, something that was foreign to many of them before then. It was now part of their culture. That just got erased in a matter of about 48 hours. The incompetency in our government, the treason within our government is beyond scope. And the damage that was just done over there is unmeasurable. So the human cost in lives will be very real. And with that, you're going to see an emboldened China. You're going to see a rise in Islamic extremism. All of this because we as a nation have just sold our soul to the highest bidder. That's what's happened. And this is all comes down to the love of money. We're at a place right now in our nation that every single one of us needs to have this shock and awe moment. You need to witness the death. Everybody needs to witness the death and destruction that's coming into Afghanistan, because it's coming now like a freight train. There's no stopping it. You will begin to see the roundups, and we will begin to see the images of people being executed, imprisoned, hung, beheaded. All of this is now happening. And all of this is happening after we spent, since 2001, so basically 20 years in a country we walked out on in a matter of months, and with the helpful assistance of weapons caches that were left intentionally for the Taliban that was used to fuel their movement, we allowed a country to be slaughtered. There was no provision. We told them when we were going to leave. We told them how we were going to leave, and we handed them the keys to the kingdom. There is no question that getting out of Afghanistan is a difficult place. People will call it a quagmire. But until you've spent time over there to realize what type of people they are, you don't appreciate what just happened. These are really courageous fighters. But they are also courageous fighters in a way that they needed support and backing. It takes years to build an army. If you doubt that, look what happened in South Korea. And Afghanistan doesn't have a GDP to sustain itself. We turned away the opportunities. I was there. We turned away the opportunities of mining rare earth minerals, and instead we handed it over to the Chinese. This is all about China taking control and using their hand puppet as an illegal president to get there. We are in a state of war in this nation. And when it comes down to the personal level, when you watch what happened on a global stage and how we are willing to sell out our allies, what were our allies? Afghanistan was our ally. We just sold them down the drain. If you don't think they won't do that to us, you're wrong. Watch how quickly that moved. The Taliban started to move last spring. In the late spring, they started to make their counter move. And they were funded and fueled. And here we are today. And their people are now being rounded up, put in camps, soon to be beheaded or slaughtered if they don't accept Sharia law. It's said openly, and they are not playing. You accept Sharia law, or you get beheaded, or you flee. That was their options. I want you to think about yourself for a minute. If all of a sudden your entire country was taken over, and someone said to you, here's your options. You can flee, you can succumb to communism, or we'll kill you. That's your options. Not a game. And right now, the only way we're going to be able to rebuild our strength in this nation is to start getting our head right as to who we worship. Because if money is who you worship, if you're going to take that shot, you're part of destroying this nation. I'm so fed up with the weakness in this country. I'm so fed up with the sort of fear-based nonsense. And I've heard it from people I thought were great warriors, and they are spineless and worthless who have taken this shot. And there is so much pressure being put on everything. Our military is systematically being gutted right now. Just understand that. Because they are being forced to take this shot, and they are complying. It is going to fall upon us to protect this nation. And that means that we have to begin that fight through our relationship and strength with God and country. And that's where Bard's Fest comes in so importantly. We have to assemble together to gain that strength of who we are. This fight is far beyond flesh and blood. It is truly a fight for the soul of humanity. And what we see in the physical is what intimidates us. They use those images to try to scare you. You have to push those out of your head. This fight begins above all things in the spiritual. And it's our strength in Christ that will raise this up. And it's the only way forward. But the war is real. And it isn't. And the thing to understand here is it doesn't mean that we sit on the couch and we go, okay, God, take care of this. We have to be active and participant in this fight. But God is going to work through us as we do that. And we have to get ourselves right with our relationship with the Holy Spirit. It's that simple. If we can't do it, then we are going to end up as in Afghanistan. Use that as a footnote in your memories and in your images of what can happen to a nation, especially when you have such level of treason and deceit like we have in this. What they want for us looks very similar to that, to dismantle everything about this. And right now, we are at a critical point in our history as a nation and as the history of the world as to which way we are going to go. Afghanistan is a sick, sick reminder of what happens when these treasonous people, trying to be kind with my words, these treasonous people decide that they're going to do anything for a buck and a dollar. There's no concern about those. In fact, they revel in the idea that people are getting rounded up, because what they're doing now is they're rounding up people in Afghanistan that literally are patriots. These are patriots of the highest order. They were committed and loved the United States that were there. They were building out the first nation state, a Muslim nation state that was loyal to the United States. We literally walked out on them, and what was left of that movement is going to be terminated probably in the next 3 to 6 months. It will no longer exist. That's what we're dealing with in our government. This is the same government, by the way, at Mike Lindell's cyber conference. If you remember, they said that they had some information and data information that was corrupted. There was some digital corruption in it. Well, here's the backstory on that. There was a code that was placed in, somehow got implanted in some of Mike Lindell's data. Fortunately, the cyber team found it. What they call the red team. They found it. But here's what would have happened had they released it. Whatever was in that code gave the FBI authorization to seize every single laptop and investigate every single person there that attended the cyber conference or accepted the data even online. And here's the next part. The FBI already had the warrants drafted and were ready to execute. Do you understand what we have now? Our FBI has turned completely against the people. It is the Stasi. Our government is no longer of the people. It is a government of and to itself. It hates the people. It has been part and parcel in engineering this bioweapon to eradicate the people and destroy this nation and to sell itself out to the global new one order. Your governors that are pushing these injections, in fact, even the ones that aren't, most of them have been promised a territory to rule. Most of them have been promised their states as if those states are going to be like their kingdoms, and they can use whatever hand of fist and tyrant tyranny they want to use to control the people. That's why they act the way they do. So this is the reality we face. And if we can't get our head around what this threat is, we're not getting this nation back. We begin by reclaiming the strength in our nation, the backbone in our nation, which is counterintuitive to many. It begins by humbling ourselves before God and understanding who we truly serve, a system or God, money or God. You can't serve two masters. And our nation was designed to have God on the throne above all things. That's right in the Declaration of Independence. We are there with God on the throne. In a sense, we are a monarchy, not a republic. As a monarchy, that is God on the throne above us, and then it is us under God, accountable to Him, and then government is subordinate to us. And yet, here we are. We are here in a situation where government has managed to manipulate itself to be above the people, and people are supposed to bow to government. I don't bow to governments because I'm not of this world. And you can't be yourself of this world. That is a very critical understanding here. If you're going to be of this world, you're going to get anchored in this world and play the games of this world and subordinate yourself to this system. Our role has always been outside, and that's one of the powerful things about the way our Constitution was drafted and we are created, is that our churches were to always be away from government, not co-opted through a 501c3 model, but separate. The separation of church and state was literally that. Churches were separate from government. And in so doing, they were acted as an agent to keep governments accountable to God. Churches at the time of the creation of this nation understood very well that you can't serve two masters, that you can't have a love of money and take the deals with the 501c3 and others and expect to have freedom to speak God's word. And yet here we are. As we look around and we find that there is no leadership in our nation right now. None. Oh, and by the way, for those of you that listened, that voted for Joe Biden, congratulations. You now all have blood on your hands for the slaughter of a nation called Afghanistan. God bless you all. I hope you live in hell. Because the way that was handled by the vote that you cast because you hated Trump, your hatred that blinded you has now resulted in what will be thousands of people dead. And it is on your hands if you voted for Biden. It is on your hands because the writing was there the whole time. We tried to tell you, we tried to warn you, we tried to tell you that it was coming, but you didn't listen because you were blinded by hate. And those same people that voted for Trump most likely took the injection. So there you go again. Nice job. If you took the injection, your lifespan is about 3 years now. And barring some miracle, which would mean that you'd have to get down on your knees and pray for salvation, you're going to be dead in 3 years. So I hope that works. Hope you are satisfied with what you chose. Because you're all part of the same crowd. 95% of the Democrats took both shots. The same people that voted for Joe Biden, not because he was worthy, but because their hatred for Trump was so blinded them that they couldn't see anything anywhere. So now you've got a double detente going on. You're responsible as your president decided to destroy a nation, and now you're accountable to the fact that you chose to walk away from God and your lifespan is now shortened. Too bad. That's the piece. You can't serve two masters. And you're making a choice when you do the things that have been done. You want to serve fear, it's a master. You want to serve corruption, it's a master. And those that voted for Biden and took the shot, you served fear and you served a master of corruption. Really, what you were serving is the Lord of Chaos, which is little more than Lucifer himself. This is the world we now live in, is a world that's bifurcated, a separation between those that stand with God and those that have walked away to serve a system. This whole illusion of socialism, well, it's working out pretty well, it seems. Your dreams are coming true for those that want socialism. Your crime rates are up. Your Stasi mandates of vax requirements is increasing exponentially. Inflation is as high as it's been probably in recorded history. We're approaching the Depression era. Lumber is running at about 33 to 39% inflation. That may be conservative. Food inflation is running between 7 and 8%. Gas inflation is running at about 6 to 8%. The dollar is devaluing and going into a tailspin. You can't blame Trump for this one. This is all the policies that have come into place since Biden put his foot in office. And oh, by the way, if you're a U.S. contractor, military defense contractor, and you kiss the butt of Biden, How'd that work out for you? You've all just lost billions in contracts for Afghanistan. Nice job. Guess that's going to make it a little bit difficult for our corrupted boys in the Pentagon to bury money, too, which maybe that's a good thing. We are at a point right now where we are going to have to take a stand as people in this nation, citizens of this nation, to make a decision of what we want. Who are we going to serve, God or a failed, broken, corrupt institution? And the only way forward is for us to fight this in whatever means are necessary to hold that line, to literally reshape our nation and to rebuild the new republic. I don't know what that looks like, but I know that the only way forward is to put our faith truly in God to see where He will guide us. And we have to pay attention to what that looks like. But you can't serve a system and serve God. You have to decide which one's going to be on the throne. And right now, what's on the throne for most is a system. And God got cast off to the side in some sort of shallow grave. And that's a harsh statement, but it's a true statement. I never foresaw a moment like this in our history. And the reason I never foresaw it is and most people I talk to agree, we never realized how weak and pathetic a large percentage of the U.S. population had become. They willfully gave up one of the greatest experiments in human history, an experiment of governance and of freedom. And all because they believed in government more than they believed in God. That's fundamentally what it comes down to. People will say, well, I capitalism needs to go. I don't like capitalism because it's not fair. That system of free markets, if it actually works, is really very fair. The problem is nobody's witnessed capitalism in their life. Nobody's witnessed the Constitution in their life actually working. Nobody's actually seen what a true republic would be. And for that matter, most wouldn't want it anyway at this point in time because it means they have to be accountable and responsible in their lives. One of the most critical issues, is accountability. And that part right there cannot be overstated. You can't live in a world without accountability, and yet here we are, and we see what this produces. Generations of people that have grown up with the idea that they're not accountable to anything or anybody, only to themselves. 1 Timothy 6:10, for the love of money is the root of all kinds of evils. It is through the craving that some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pangs. Yeah, no kidding. Conquering this nation only took, 30, 40 years? And all they had to do was just make sure there was enough access to goods. You need something new from Amazon. You need something new from Walmart. All the while, jobs are being stripped away from the core of the nation. Talent is being taken away from the nation. Skills are being stripped away from the people. And people wander aimlessly. And the only function and purpose they have is to satisfy themselves and find their joy through the purchase of junk online. Our fulfillment begins and rests within our relationship and love of Jesus Christ. That's our fulfillment. And it's not a hard one to get, because when you truly feel like that, the need that we have for other things is to be deeply diminished. God doesn't want you walking around having nothing. He doesn't want you to be living poor on the street. But what is required is that we put the love of Him above all things. The fact of where we are right now in this world is a very dark time. And we want to see the optimism of it. We want to try to find the light within it. And I'm going to argue this morning that we need to stop doing that. The only true light we need to be seeking is that glory of God within us, that relationship of Christ and the body of Christ as we walk in this world, and to take that strength into the world and do something with it. But when we keep looking outward to find this glimmer of hope, you're not going to find it. You're going to find more Afghanistans. You're going to find more countries toppling, countries that you might know. It's not going to be Russia. They've already gone through that. It's not going to be China because they're running this game. You're going to witness the collapse of full nations that you'll be shocked by. And one of them could be ours. And how are you going to respond then? If you've been looking towards trying to find good news outward and you haven't found the strength and glory of Christ within, what are you going to do if from one day to the next you see the collapse of our country? You think I'm kidding? It wouldn't take much right now to push us over that edge to where we would go full on civil war. We're on that edge. And the thing about it, something like that is once it fuses, you don't get it back quickly. You don't reclaim it. The military is fragmented and broken. Get real about it. Our police departments are fragmented and broken. What is left is a core, a remnant church that has to stand boldly in this time and do God's duty. But it doesn't matter what the system of government is, because our duty, our mission never changes. That is the hardest part for Americans to get their head around, because the love of nation is built in so deeply, and for a good reason, because in the original concept, this nation was blessed by God. God was on the throne above all things. But that is not where we are right now. God does not sit on the throne. A government body of corrupted individuals sits on the throne. And the only thing you're good for, that we're good for those people, is doing something to make them feel better. Whether that is work that we do, whether that is them getting pleasure over the money they make by incarcerating people, or them trafficking kids for their own pleasure. All of our existence for them is for the benefit of them, because we are little more than chattel for them. That's the government system we have, because we took God off the throne. They loved his children as we would love him. And we took that off, and we threw God off to the side, put him in some dumpster fire over on the side, and we said, okay, God, we'll get to you every Sunday once in a while. We'll sit in a pew and we'll worship and we'll say, okay, God, tell me what you can do for me. That's what we'll do. And by the way, thanks for this nation. It was pretty good. But, we need health care. And we need a free place to live. And we need a basic monthly income. That's what we need. And God said all along, trust in me and all will be provided. But no, that wasn't enough. Because I need to see it in my bank account. I need to see it when I go down to pay my rent. I want to see that. I want to see it. Like, I want you to tell me it's free. I want education. I want that free too. I want free, free, free. Nothing is free without a major cost. So, this nation is going to have to be rebuilt from the bottom up. It is going to be a long and difficult process. It is going to take generations. I don't know why that part hasn't settled into people yet. This illusion and this fantasy, there's going to be some sort of like quick sweep and fix and out the door we go. We're all better now. We're not all better. We have cancer in our system. And the cancer has to be removed. And then as we remove it, there's going to have to be a whole lot of pain to get back to where we were. And then we have this other problem, which is this injection. Kind of a big deal. Scrambles your DNA. Sets you up to have a compromised immune system. Everybody that took it has now shortened their life. And that lifespan now is down to probably 3, maybe 5 years if you're lucky. All because why? You just ignored it, didn't care. It was just another shot. It was never another shot. These scientists engineered a bioweapon to give you. But here's a question. This is yet another daunting issue we're going to face. What if someone comes up with a cure for this? What if someone gives a solution to being able to undo the damage of the vax, restore your genetics, the DNA damage, take the stuff out of your system. Let's say they have it. Do we give it to everybody? Do we just walk outside now and we go, okay, everybody, if you took the shot, don't worry. If you're dying, don't worry. We got you. Because here's the problem. The nation has yet to accept accountability for where we are. The nation has yet to accept accountability for their ridiculous decision to worship a system rather than God. If we just walk in and start handing out a cure like candy, we are going to perpetuate a problem by orders of magnitude we can't even measure because we have not taught or reinculcated accountability within our life. And there's efforts being made right now to find that solution, to find that magic bullet that will undo this. And it's probably there. Because typically when they make this stuff, they don't tell you what the secret sauce is to undo it because they give you down rabbit trails that seem like impossible to get over. But they themselves will have some sort of rabbit food for it. They'll have a cure. Because if one of them happens to take it, they want to undo it. They don't want to sacrifice one of their own. So they always protect themselves first. They just keep it hidden away. As a nation, the only way that we are going to get forward is for a remnant to take the lead in our positions from local to national. That is the only way it's going to happen. And it can't happen in just like one little county here and one little county there. It has to be a force majeure, a major attack on the political space in the local areas to where we start putting in God-loving, God-fearing patriots back in power, and we start taking charge of these various councils and agencies. We have to then, from there, weed out those that are trying to subvert this nation and its constitution, fire them, terminate them, expose them. It has to be done. On the judicial side, we're going to have to constantly pursue every person that was part of pushing this injection. They have to be held accountable. If you are a teacher and you've pushed injections on kids, personally, my opinion, you need to face a firing squad. If you are somebody who's promoted the vax to friends, you need to get community service for like 5 years, maybe 10. There has to be an accountability belt built back into the system. If the system doesn't do that, we will never reclaim this nation. You can't put Band-Aids. You can't be hearing about V recoveries without hearing about structural reset back to the Constitution. If those two don't go hand in hand, everything we achieve is worth nothing. So our challenges ahead are many. And it's all going to center, ultimately, on what we decide to worship, God or a system. And that decision we each of us has to make. It's not an easy decision. But it is a powerful decision that has to be done. And it's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen with a snap of a finger. I hear this all the time. Well, God will fix this. I don't think so. I think God will fix it with us and through us, but he's not just going to come in and throw a Band-Aid on it because it's no different than what we just said. If a cure is found for the vax and it's deployed and given to people, and people don't have a chance to reflect and take accountability for what they've done, then we've accomplished nothing. In fact, we've undone something very significant. God has given us free will, and that's free will to choose, either to choose to return to him or not. And the same goes with people saying that God will fix this. God is not going to fix this. It is our choice to turn to him to have him work through us or not. It all gets down to accountability. And when we get accountability back in the system, we'll begin to have a basis to rebuild this nation on a profound level. And that's the road and journey ahead. Psalm 37, 7. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not yourself over the one who prospers in his way, over the man who carries out evil devices. This is not a competition between each other. It's a relationship with God. It's a decision that each one has to make as to where you stand. And right now we are at a critical point where you can no longer stand in the middle. Thank goodness. You can't be spineless. If you choose not to stand and walk with Christ and walk with God in that way through Christ, through the Father and the body of Christ in this world, if you choose not to do that, then you're standing on the other side. You don't get to, there's no middle ground here. This is literally a fight between good and evil, light and dark. This is a fight for the soul of the world. It's an old fight that's revived itself in the modern world. We've seen it. We're witnessing it. And we have to make that stand where you want to be. You can't worship two masters. And when we take that stand and we put God first in our life, and through Christ to the Father, and we walk with Christ in our heart, we are serving him, not a system. And no matter what form the system takes, our duty to serve him never changes. So don't get distracted. Yes, right now it's confusing. We have there's these pressures to do this thing or that. But ask yourself, if today they come in and they say you can't leave your house because you have an injection mandate, that if you can't walk in the public unless you have an injection, does your role in serving God change? Does your mission change? The answer should be no. And if that's no, then what they just told you is you're going to defy. Why are you going to defy it? Because God gave us our unalienable rights. They did not, and they don't get to take it away. And as long as we keep that clarity before us as far as what we are doing, as far as who we serve, none of this other stuff makes any difference. That's going to be the challenge. And when you're true to God in that worship of him above all things, all of your jobs, all of the tasks, all of the things that you do, all your decisions you make, clarify, because it's one path. When you vote for somebody, it becomes clear who you're voting for. All these things start to clear up, but it all centers on where we place our worship and who's on the throne of this nation. And it's there that we really and truly reclaim our liberty and our freedom. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that we come together each day to reflect very deeply on the wisdoms that are put before us in a time such as this. Lord, these times are going to require us to make decisions and sacrifices that we've perhaps for some have never imagined. A sacrifice to serve you, even if it's the cost of our lives, or a sacrifice or a choice, that is, to walk down a wide gate, which is an easy path and ultimately the path of destruction. Lord, we pray for the many that sit at that cusp, that still have their eyes closed to think that they can walk in the middle. We pray that we can have their eyes open, that they can truly see what the reality is, and in so doing, that they can be set free. Lord, we ask that as we are set into this world to do the missions for you in this world, since we are not of this world, we pray, Lord, that you will guide us and give us the words and the strength of all that we need to engage these people, to bring light back into their hearts and to see the pathway back to you. Let us find them, Lord, and let us save them. Not by virtue of what we do, but by the introduction to the pathway back to you. And from there, Lord, we pray for their pathway back and their reopening of the love which we all hold and share for you. So, Lord, in this time, we make our decision of what master we shall serve. And it won't be the master of money or a master of a system. Instead, Lord, we humble ourselves before you and we pray for the healing of this nation. And as we proclaim that moment, we also proclaim this: send me. And we say these things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. So Patriots, it's a difficult time, but the easy solution through all of this, it doesn't matter what it looks like on the other side. The answer to everything rests within why we are here. We are here to serve God. As long as we take that decision very seriously and we commit to that path, if we will do that, our paths are clear. The government matters not. The situation matters not. Our mission never changes. So keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil. Never relent. Always press into the fight. This is an amazing time to be alive. We are raising up the many in the love of God. Let us continue. It's through our prayers that that strengthens. It's through God's relationship with us that it strengthens. God is with us. He'll never forsake us. And in the end, God will always win. Let us be there with him. Have a blessed day. I'll see you this evening for Bards FM. Until then, or until the next time, God bless, and out for now.
And embers fly wherever we were going. Fire and ice, we built our lives on survival. Guiding past the of Eden, running with the wolves to freedom.